6.2.
A man working for a soft drinks company is standing trial today accused of spying on its biggest rival. Dan Craddock is said to have infiltrated Jazz Drinks on behalf of its competitor, Pit Potts. Over recent years, the two companies have been engaged in a fierce battle to capture market share, pouring money into ever more extravagant advertising campaigns in an effort to outdo each other. Last year was Jazz Drink's best ever, and as Pit Potts was losing ground, it is claimed they secretly recruited Mr. Craddock, who held a high-level post in Jazz Drinks, to pass on information on marketing and pricing strategy for the coming year. Mr. Craddock denies any wrongdoing. The case continues. The TV presenter Jonas Bakeman is fighting to salvage his career following revelations of his affair with a researcher on his programme Justice Fight. As reporters laid siege to his home, he released a statement expressing regret over the affair, but defended himself against allegations that he'd pursued and harassed the woman, Petra Campbell. He claimed it had been a case of mutual attraction, and he had surrendered to weakness during a momentary lapse of judgment. However, Ms. Campbell has made available evidence that she had been bombarded with text messages and emails of a personal nature, and that the affair had been more than momentary. Bosses of the TV company are to meet tomorrow to consider Mr. Bakeman's future. Campaigners have claimed victory in their battle against full body scanners in airports, following a court decision supporting a woman who refused to accept a scan. A number of civil liberties groups had joined forces to back the woman in an attempt to defeat the government's proposals that everyone travelling by plane should have to pass through the machines. The campaigners say it is a gross invasion of privacy, as the scanners can see through clothing. The government has said that it will not retreat in its policy and believes the scanners are an important part of its armoury in the war on terror. They plan to get the decision overturned. And finally, peace has now broken out in the village of Paulston. A dispute had been raging over a statue of St. John of Bidshire, the multi-prize-winning pig of local farmer Tim Langford. The 3-metre pink sculpture, which had been standing at the entrance of the village for over a year, had split the village into two camps, with half saying it was a hideous eyesore, while supporters of Mr. Langford said it stood as a proud symbol of the local produce for which Paulston is famous. Protesters had marched onto Mr. Langford's land and sprayed the statue with paint. Reprisals against the vandals then followed. Now the local council has stepped in as peacemaker to broker an agreement between the two sides. The statue is to be relocated to a nearby sculpture gallery, but will be moved back to the village during the 3-day summer festival.